I'm Arnie Monlock, and we're here today to talk about how an ISV can make the most out of WPC. And specifically, one of the things that we hear from partners that have attended WPC for many years is the value is in the networking that it provides. So we're here to give you some tips and tricks on networking effectively at WPC. So to really dive into that subject, we decided to invite a veteran Microsoft partner, Jeff Shuey. Welcome, Jeff. Thank you for coming.
Thanks, Arnie. Thanks for having me.
Jeff and I used to work together at Microsoft when you were at Microsoft for 5 years and back in 2003, and has since become a partner. And we're also mountain bike buddies when we're not working together.
So, true.
Jeff, how long have you been attending WPC?
I think this will be my 12th WPC.
12th WPC, both as a Microsoft employee and partner?
Yep.
Great. So overall, what would your recommendation be for partners attending WPC to get the most value out of it, and specifically around the networking possibilities that are there?
I think there's more than a couple things, but probably first and foremost is start early. Check out the digital WPC site. Get obviously registered, so you need to make sure you get registered on the site. But start early, find out what other types of partners are attending, so spend time understanding who's going to be there, and then have a plan. Know what you're going to do while you're there, and then I think the number one thing that I've said over and over again is have a follow-up plan too. So making a plan, making a meeting, once your commitments are set or your priorities are set, have a plan to go follow up with those people after the event so that whatever you plan to do gets done.
Yeah, because a lot of times the meetings and the encounters that you have at WPC are fairly brief, and so having kind of a process to collect those business cards, making a quick note on the back of the business card on what you talked about or capturing it in your phone or whatever is a good kind of practice to have so they can follow up later and have the more in-depth conversation, correct?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I use either business cards or I'm a Microsoft guy. I use my tablet PC, I use my Windows phone, and I write notes in OneNote. And I find it's a lot easier to, of course, sort and parse and search through it later.
You can even snap a picture of them if you
You can. I do that too. I occasionally take a picture of a business card, but a lot of times I just take notes in OneNote, and then later I make sure I follow up.
Now, one thing that you said I think is an important point, and that's to really plan what you want to get out of WPC before you go. Are you there to connect with other partners and build your channel? Are you there to connect with Microsoft employees to talk with them about a program or a feature in the product set? Kind of have some goals in mind before you go. That will really help direct your efforts.
I'm there for a couple things. It's to meet up with Microsoft colleagues because a lot of times it's the only time you get to see them. I'm based here in Redmond, just like you are. And I don't get to see people on campus all that often, so it's kind of funny. I have to go to WPC, and I want to go too, but I go to WPC to connect with people I know from Microsoft, and sometimes they're from product groups, sometimes they're from vertical teams, sometimes they're just from different regions. So it's my sort of one chance of the year to really connect with them all in one place.
So what would your approach be if we break that down? Say, I want to meet with some Microsoft employees. What would your tip and trick be for meeting with other employees?
Probably first and foremost is just to understand what they want out of the meeting.
Microsoft person might want out of
right.
it.
Right. So okay. I mean, it's a dialogue. It's not a monologue, but you need to ask them the question of what their priorities are. What are they going to be? To be candid, what are they going to be paid to do in the next fiscal year? And understand what that is. So understand. I understand it's now called a priority. So understand their priorities. Ultimately, I also want to know what their location is. So if somebody is selling in the UK and I want to drive my business in the UK, that's probably somebody I want to talk to. If they're selling maybe in South Africa or Australia and maybe we don't have a business there yet, it's important to know that, but I wouldn't say give up on that particular conversation. A lot of times when you have that person in front of you, you can ask them, who else from your organization should I talk to? And of course, they know other people in their group and they might say, oh, you need to talk to Joe, he runs the Southwest practice or whatever.
Yeah, I think that's an important point because many times there's so many specialized roles within Microsoft that once you succinctly explain what you're after, you can really help get guidance and direction. And
right.
They may not even know, but they will guide you to the next person that can potentially help you. And
right.
It is following a little path, but you can finally get to the person that you'd like to know
right.
if you're clear about what you want.
Right. And I think that's the key thing. You need to be clear. You need to be able to tell the person what you want, what you're looking for, what your value is. And that comes from that pre-planning, is to define what you are. And most people know if they're an ISV or a system integrator or a VAR or a LAR, they know that. but a quick elevator pitch to help the other person understand, whether it's a Microsoft person or another partner.
So just to recap really quick, on the Microsoft people, it's really important to understand, number one, what their priorities are, what the scorecard metrics are that they're driving against for this upcoming fiscal year. That's really important, because then you can kind of tailor your pitch to say how you can help them fulfill that scorecard metric or those priorities. You got to find out where they're located. If they're in a product group or are they an engineering type, then it's worthless to talk with them about sales and marketing or sales programs. But if they're a programs person or a salesperson, that tailors your conversation with them.
Right. And the other thing about Microsoft folks that are at the event is a lot of times they know other partners. They know other partners that are either in the region already that will help you, or I suppose it could be competitive, but sometimes they'll know another ISV that does something complementary to what you do. Or they'll know another system integrator that says, that's exactly what I've been looking for. The Microsoft person will a lot of times know what their partner ecosystem is in their specific region. They'll know what particular partner types they need. They'll know ISVs, they'll know system integrators, and they'll know LARs and VARs that will solve and address specific niches. And they'll be able to tell you pretty quickly if you'll be able to help them, and vice versa, if they'll be able to help you.
Okay, so we covered Microsoft employees. Let's talk for a second about the partner-to-partner connecting other partners. Now, Gimel is a SharePoint partner, a SharePoint ISV. Tell us a little bit about Gimel to help set up this next
section. Sure. So Gimel's been around since 2002. So our core focus is working with Microsoft SharePoint. So we work with the SharePoint core product. We also work across with Office 365 and also with Azure. So we basically help Microsoft customers get into the cloud using Office 365 and Azure. And if they happen to have an on-premise solution, which SharePoint goes both, we cover that from the SharePoint side. So the core product is helping them get their information and information that's in SharePoint, adding governance, adding compliance. And I know I mentioned this to you before we went on camera, but as we also do things with Yammer, OneDrive for Business, and also the Windows Mobile Play.
Okay, and so do you sell and distribute through VARs and SIs and other ISVs?
We do. Yeah, we go to market through, a lot of times a VAR might have a long-term contract with a particular customer. We work with system integrators. We also work with the VARs and the LARs to get the products to market. So we, of course, have a direct sales force, but we work with our system integration partners, and also we work with complementary ISV partners, many of which I only get a chance to meet at WPC.
So for those that are uninitiated, VAR is?
A value-added reseller.
An SI is?
A system integrator.
ISV?
Is an independent software vendor.
Okay, did I miss any?
LAR, large account reseller.
Large account reseller, okay. So when you're building out your channel, do you use WPC to help connect with some of those channel partners?
I do. I use the WPC Connect tool, and I find partners that are covering either specific niches.
By geography
and by product. We do a lot of work by taking SAP data and surfacing it in SharePoint, and then once it gets in SharePoint, it can go across the organization. So I look specifically for partners that have system integration skills with SAP and geographic coverage.
So you go into the WPC tool and use the filtering to find the types of partners and the roles of the people that you're trying to find.
Yep.
I know one of the things that we, kind of a tip is, you mentioned geo and being able to expand into new markets.
Right.
And one of the things that's not available out as a filter is the country of the partner. But if you just put the country in the open text search field, then you can filter out and get right to the list of partners that are there.
So that's a WPC tip
that is
everyone should know?
WPC Connect tip. your value add for this broadcast. So using WPC Connect, you set up those appointments even before you go to WPC?
I do. I think it's an important point about sort of setting up your pre-activities. I book about 50% of my time before I go to WPC, and I also leave times because a couple things happen. New things get added to your calendar. Maybe a new partner or a potential new partner shows up and says, hey, do you have time on Tuesday? So I book out about half my time. It's not religious. I just basically say about half my time with preset meetings, but I purposely leave meeting times for things that just might pop up.
You know, and you and I were talking beforehand. I share the experience of the connections that you can make a lot of the times the valuable ones are just the ad hoc connections that are happening on the bus trip from the hotel to the convention center to, you know, the restaurant afterwards, or sitting in the open auditorium. You never know when you're going to be meeting the person that could be the next business deal, right?
True. And one thing I really like about the way they set up WPC, and the first time I saw it was last year in Houston, they had the commons area where there's all this very comfortable seating where you can sit anywhere and you'll end up sitting next to somebody that could be your next great business partner. And the way you find that out is you just ask questions.
And now, one important point there that we'd like to make is those do happen all the time. So knowing your pitch is important.
Right.
What you want out of what your company does, what type of partner you are, what you're wanting to get out of WPC even.
Right. And I think it's important to have that up front. And I mean, of course, most people know who they work for, but who knows? Maybe you just started and your manager said, hey, I want you to go to WPC. It's your first one. And there's certain things you need to do, in my opinion, before you go to WPC, even as a first-time attendee. And I think, as you know, I do a first-time attendee luncheon with some of the organizers of the event. And one of the first things we try and get across is make sure they know their message, they know what they are, who they are, their elevator pitch, and ultimately what their value add is. And it can't be the same one, because a Microsoft person who has different roles in the organization may have different needs based on their priorities, and there are different types of partners. So you need to adjust your elevator pitch to the audience.
Now, how do they find this session that you're holding? Is that on the Digital WPC site?
It is. This year, it's on the Digital WPC site. So thank you for asking. Yes, there's a first-time attendee session on Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m. right before the FIFA World Cup. So if you're going to go watch the World Cup, we won't interfere with your time. So 1 to 2 p.m. on the Sunday during the registration process before the event. And then I'm doing two more sessions in the Microsoft booth for sort of social engagement. How do you yes, you too can blog, and also another one on how to build a successful and effective LinkedIn profile.
Great, and I also want to use this opportunity to advertise a session that I'm holding at WPC on Tuesday at 1 o'clock. It's on how to navigate Microsoft like a veteran alliance manager like Jeff. So it's kind of breaking down Microsoft from an organizational standpoint, as well as kind of double clicking into some of the more finer points on scorecards and metrics and how to connect with the right person at Microsoft and all the different programs that we have and the ones that have value for ISVs. So be sure to attend my session as well. Anything else, Jeff, that you'd like to add for overall tips and tricks for the newcomer to WPC?
There's probably a couple things, and I know we covered a lot of stuff here on this, but I think as you're kind of going through the session, so I'll say it to you, but also say it to the camera, is be present. So when you're there, put your cell phone down, talk to the other person, seek other people out, be aware of what's going on. When you're going up an elevator, up an escalator, sitting at lunch, look for other people, and there's different ways to connect with folks. Sometimes you'll find them at lunch, sometimes you'll find them at breakfast, and ultimately it's to make it so that, I can't read my own writing, ultimately it's to make it so you can make connections. So it's connecting with other partners, connecting with other people, and connecting with Microsoft folks and potential new partners that are gonna help drive your business forward.
Yeah, that's great. And ultimately, I think my kind of tip or summary of that would be just be really curious. Ask a lot of questions, and inevitably you'll find a connection or a way that you can help one another be successful, and that's what WPC is all about.
Right, and that's what it is. It's basically partners helping partners, and Microsoft's a partner in this case. And I appreciate Microsoft for putting on WPC to help facilitate all these interactions with 15,000 plus people in one town, in one place, and trying to drive their business forward.
Yeah, that's great. So thank you very much for tuning in. I hope you found this of value, and see you in Washington, D.C. at WPC 2014.